We're going to do some more. I think you might recognize this one. It's pretty popular. Over 100 million downloads in just a year. So if you don't know what it is, get with the times, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very interactive microsode.
It's not really that interactive.
Hi, I'm... Shut up. Yeah. Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Cap.
Brandon.
Brian.
John.
And what you just listened to was a live track. It was a live performance from Nerdpalooza 2011.
Oh, yeah.
That was the 1UPs doing their tribute to Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, which is like...
That's the only smartphone game I know.
Printing money. It's one... I don't know what the ranking is on that. I don't know what the official statements are, but man, that game has just, I don't know. It's convinced people that smartphone games are a viable genre. Maybe
smartphone games are a scam to charge you money to buy like special items and continues.
Are they? Well, let's find out. This episode is about smartphone games. It's a microsode given to us by...
Tolan.
Some total jerk.
It's a microsode given to us by Tolan. Tolan donated to us, and his donation actually passed one of the cumulative $100 marks for the month, and as such, he got to choose a microsode. He chose smartphone games. So, or smartphone gaming specifically. Now, we got some varied opinions on this. Not all of us own smartphones. Some of us do.
I own a dumb phone.
What's it like in the 19th century?
It is very, very colonial.
I've always wanted to visit.
Very plebeian. That's what it is. Yeah.
You know what's good for playing video games? Consoles and, you know.
How's that scurvy coming out?
Anyway. So I got a smartphone. John's got a smartphone. Brian's got a smartphone.
Terrible. I hate them all.
Because we're smart.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I have the phone!
I've got an iPhone 3G, which is pretty antiquated by now. It is terrible at basketball.
You need to upgrade to the 4G, son.
I guess.
Personally, I don't play a lot of cell phone games. I mean, not to be a... I mean, I really, it's a work device for me, but I have some things on it. I got some...
got a number counter, calculator.
I got IMT Pain. It lets me auto-tune my voice. I got everything...
A porno solitaire.
Whoa, nice. Got everything Pixel Hate's ever, put out. You know, a piano where you touch it and it makes a cat noise.
But is that a game?
It isn't. It's not a game. It's not a game. Is it? But I can do this, though.
That's one of the most interesting things I've actually ever seen in my entire life.
All the keys are cats, and you touch them, and they're animated. But no, I do have some games. I have Truckers, which is a game based on the Truckers Delight, which is a game based on the amazing track, a music video that we've talked about in the past. It's a pixel music video where a trucker drives along, like sexually harasses a chick in a convertible, and then they kind of get into a fight.
And and rape happens. Did I mention rape?
It's pretty rapey. They went ahead and they made a video game based on it where you play a trucker. But I don't know. I don't do a lot of it.
Among other things, has gratuitous nudity in it, which is interesting for a mobile game.
You know who do play games on their cell phones? People who spent so much money on their cell phone they can't afford to play real video games. That's who. We can talk about Angry Birds all you want, and yes, it's fun, but they also have a feature where you pay 99 cents and can, like, fucking clear a map instantly. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah, they have that.
I mean, wow. I played Angry Birds. It's all right. It's a simple premise. I understand why people like it.
It's simple and fun.
So smartphone games are about, like, simple fun, simple time-wasting fun, and they can be artful. Like, Plants vs. Zombies is a really cool, very simple strategy game. I'm all about these things. I don't really, like... If I want to spend any time playing a game, I'm going to play a real game.
Exactly.
They're basically flash games, but for, mobile. I mean, that ultimately winds up being where a lot of the money winds up being, because it's mindless. I'm rocking some more sophisticated stuff on here. I got Geometry Wars, and I got my Infinity Gene.
You downloaded The Secret of Mana for the iPhone?
Geometry Wars? Is that some gamer action right there?
No.
No, dude. Definitely not. I got this crazy game called Groove, which is actually by the same people that did Infinity Gene. I don't even, it's some weird deep time, like, swish swash. You use the touch thingamabobs, the music. It's some,
I like his science.
It's way too technical.
No, seriously. It's, like, done by the same people that do Space Invaders. So it's got, like, retro pixel art explosion spectacular. Some crazy Jap stuff.
Crazy
Jap stuff. And I got, like, Amnesia, which is, like, a crazy platformer RPG thing. Xenoia, there's actually 1, 2, and 3 now. That's a full-blown RPG. Part of the problem is actually keeping your freaking saved data from getting erased with, like, reformatting your phone and having weird shit like that happen.
Brian, what do you play?
With the cloud, that might be a problem that has gone away entirely.
That's true. That's true with the new OS. That could be, for Macs anyway, that could solve things. But
I do not agree.
Brian, what do you play?
You don't even know what the cloud is.
I got Bejeweled 2.
That's actually
Weren't you playing a Transformers game a little?
Were you just making fun of us for not having smartphones?
No, I remember.
No,
I remember,
God does that.
I remember there was some point where, like, you during a recording, escape from Cybertron or something like that.
Something. It's a translation of an older, regular, non-smart piece of shit phone, cell phone game that they upgraded to this regular, badass, super cool smartphone game. It's some kind of RPG tactical thing, like Shining Force, but with Transformers. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, simple but interesting.
I mean, are smartphone games, like, are they purely a distraction? Are they the equivalent of, say, a Tiger handheld back in the early 90s? Like,
no, those were better.
Oh,
I agree, because those had a purpose. This is just, yeah, like, these, at let's least make money.
for my daily life, I don't really need, I don't have a vital need for these mobile games. Just something like if I'm somewhere, like let's say on a subway or a plane, and I don't have a book, which itself is pretty rare, I might play that for, you know, pretty.
I'm sick of seeing articles that are like, are smartphones the future of gaming? I'm like, fuck you, they better not be. I will commit suicide.
Well, I mean, they're making money.
I think it's kind of like all this stuff, though. It occupies a specific niche. It's like, well, when you have a little bit of time, but, you know, you aren't around, like, a full-blown computer or console, then maybe you play some games.
Here's the only reason I would ever use it, okay? Say I'm at an airport. I've checked my Facebook. I've checked all my emails. I've got my phone with me. Okay, I'll do something. I'm bored. I'm waiting for 3 hours for a fucking plane. Oh, wait. If I have a 3DS or a PlayStation Vita, like, with me, why the fuck wouldn't I play something awesome? Why? They're not that big.
You had it. That winds up being the key. The phone, you always have. It's the one thing that you always have today. Yeah. And so that's really the value of it, and that's also why people are making shit tons off of this stuff. There's an incredibly small amount of developers that make, like, 70% of all of the profits on the game portion of the iStore.
Yeah. So that's why I say it's a scam.
Angry Birds is available at, like, Target, mysteriously, for, like, the PC.
Dude, it's available in the PlayStation Store
it's
now,
so
too.
It's so popular as far as branding and stuff. I mean, Angry Birds is...
You've got toys, you've got a movie deal.
It's something that people who don't care about video games get fanatical towards.
I pay attention to quite a bit of nerd art forums, and about once a day, there's some Angry Bird-related art piece that I stumble across, and I still don't get it.
It's like, now how popular it is why it's popular.
Yep.
Yeah.
It hit a point.
I've seen commercials for...
Both thresholds.
For Angry Birds.
It's hip to like it.
Brandon, I'd like to go into what you were talking about, the micropayments, because that's a huge revenue source for people who are successful.
More than anything, it pisses me off when people are like, here's a game, it's $1, like Angry Birds is cheap, you buy it. And then it's like, they'll have features where it's like, oh, pay 50 cents for another continue, or like pay 99 cents to like cheat and beat this map, and so it says you've done it forever. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, so many games have that. Now it's insane. Yeah. But they do that in online games a shit ton too, where it's like, oh, this game's free, and then every item in the game costs like real money. You're like, oh, that's more than a monthly subscription.
There was something recently where it was like clothing items costed like insane amounts of...
Well, it's the same shit as like...
Actually, I got something to say about that. For one, there's the Xbox Avatar thing.
Don't even get me started. Oh, jeez.
Well, right. And so that's the exact same damn thing. Yeah. Specifically, I think the clothing you're probably talking about is something that actually happened in Eve. It's ridiculous. I think their prices were like super, super high end, like $20 for like a piece of clothing.
What?
If you want to be a complete fucking like baller asshole, you get the monocle and you go around. Because, you know, in Eve, the only interaction that you have with other human beings is their fucking portrait.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, you won't see the pants, right? Unless you're walking around. That's not actually entirely true, Brandon, because they've actually severely rolled back what they were planning on doing.
That's lame.
Because the entire user base basically like rebelled against them. We're like, fuck you guys, you're just fucking big old bastards, and you're Dust 56201-90210. You know, you guys are abandoning
Dust
us. We just want our space.
We don't want it so we can come out of our ships and walk around and look like people. We want to be in a ship forever.
Yeah, I know. It sounds wacky, but apparently it's that's pretty much what happened. I think that the real issue is that they weren't stringing them along with actual useful things for them now, and it was all this promise and anything.
And their methods were a little too obvious.
So the point is they would actually get the monocle because you could actually see it, and you know it's a sign of aristocracy.
It's $1,000 real. Anyway.
Well, yeah, and so it was like insane. $15 real or something ludicrous like that, and so, man, you were totally trolling the shit out of people if you blew them up wearing that.
But let's
get back to smartphone
what's similar
gaming.
To smartphone gaming would be the bullshit Facebook gaming.
Oh, we weren't talking about that gaming, were we?
No one does the fucking micropayment bullshit more than these piece of shit Facebook gaming. Those are the real ones actually you keep paying in-game money to progress the actual game. And it's bullshit. And they do things like that similarly with cell phones now.
I had a game of canceling and blocking all games. That was my Facebook game. Was whenever anyone tried to give me a Facebook game, I would block it.
They're like, block.
I was like, wow, there's even a
you've been
a
invited to Farmville.
There's a sanctioned civilization game. This is done by Sid Meier. Cool. Block.
They heard it's not actually good.
I don't care.
Yeah. It's like, are you really that much of a Facebook junkie that you're going to sit home and play actual games on your Facebook? What the fuck?
I think it's mostly for young kids.
It's mostly for fucking bitches and
older women.
Young kids are stupid and older women need to die.
I'm just talking demographics here. I'm not trying to generalize.
It's for non-gamers.
It's for casual gamers. There's a difference.
Casual gamers with money.
Casual gamers, a.k.a. former non-gamers.
No, it's a new demographic of gamers, though. That is something that's important, and it could be seen as a gateway game. And someday they may go, "Wow, I really
like
this game."
Two more involved forms of bullshit, such as World of Warcraft.
I believe the statistic was something like 20% actually used real consoles.
At least World of Warcraft is a game, sort of.
Yeah,
it is a game. And you only have to pay. I respect that it's challenging.
It has its own lingo, and like
it's its own world.
Yeah,
you don't have to play it in a browser.
Yeah, John, how do you feel about buttons on the screen? I personally, if a game has that, I'm not interested at all.
Brian, Secret of Mana one has it.
Yeah, I don't, which is why I don't have it.
Hate him.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of those unfortunate things. Most of the time, it doesn't work out. I mean, specifically, you know, I mean, obviously, the iPhone is nothing but buttons on a screen that you can't feel. But when it comes down to like navigation, and you know, like punch, like action games don't develop an action game for a mobile platform that doesn't have buttons.
So they're gonna make a gamepad you plug into the iPhone.
They do, actually.
No, they just fucking make a video game system.
Then you have to go and buy that, and it's not publicly available, and there's like 4 or 5 different ones.
Because the way it has to fit on, it's a huge accessory that you can't possibly carry with you.
So then again, you might as well buy a handheld portable system, like a DS.
But if you already spent $300 on your phone and you're a teenager, then you might end up getting that.
Or $650, depending on you know whether or not you're subsidized or not.
John, you have the Secret of Mana game for iPhones, right?
Yeah.
How are the on-screen controls compared to, you know, using the original, say?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously a controller has benefit over the touchscreen. I can still use it, and I don't necessarily have a problem because, you know, most of that game's pulling up the menu to cast spells, or at least the way I played it.
Yeah, that's true, no.
And you get used to where the positions are. But, I mean, you know, there is definitely a loss in sort of the quick response. Secret of Mana's about, I'd say, the maximum speed that you could play with the kind of on-screen controls. Oh, and another thing I actually like to do with these, you know, and this is obviously almost there, but not using it on the iPad because it's a much larger screen. One of my major issues, like let's say playing Geometry Wars or something, is that especially in Geometry Wars, you'll start moving towards the bottom of the screen like you're you know, drone or whatever.
In Geometry Wars, you're a little spaceship in the middle of the screen and you shoot shit at people.
Yeah.
Like, how do you control that?
The problem is that when you're moving it down towards the bottom, you physically are no longer centered and you start going to the bottom. And on a phone, your thumbs are covering half the damn screen practically. Or like a good, I don't know, third. Like, yeah, a good third. Definitely a good third of the entire screen is just gone. Okay. So it comes down to the point where you actually have to change your strategy because you don't want to move down anymore.
Okay, so...
Because you're afraid, you know, there'll be some rocket come and hit you, you
so
know?
So games on cell phones, yes or no, Cap?
Suck.
No.
Hex.
No.
I say no.
And we're a bunch of old guys. Maybe,
nay.
Brian said stop. John, what do you say?
I say, you know, it's a niche. I say strategy games work out much better.
John, on yay or nay?
Yay, especially with newer technology.
Did you say gay?
Pace.
No, I would much prefer, I find a bunch of strategy type games, but they're all like live action. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's a tiny little screen. Just make it a quick turn-based thing.
Yeah.
Well, right, and that's exactly my point. I feel that it's a very, very powerful medium because I do always have it, and I think that that could definitely be realized. But most of the shit that I wind up finding, I mean, we haven't even talked about how much of a mess the damn store is. I mean, at least Apple.
And if people want to hear that, they will have to order an episode. We are out of time.
Order a microsode on the App Store.
So
yeah, if you want to hear us talk about the the iTunes Store or the iStore or whatever the hell
or anything
or Macintosh,
order an iPisode
or have Triforce Mike give you a Steve Jobs, then you know then you know what
too
to
soon,
do
too soon.
Time your donations, score a microsode, support
download
the
microsode app.
Yeah, you hit a button and it automatically donates as much as it would take to get to the 100. Next microsode.
That's genius. Can we make that?
And you got to charge $5 for it. The $5 do not go to
so for $1, they'll donate $99. And suddenly they get their own microsode.
Unlike microtransactions, Nerdy Show is an independent thing and donating to us is actually supporting a cottage industry.
Shut up, man. Let's sell out.
Speaking of...
Give it time.
Gotta get that Angry Bird money.
Our good pal Pixelhate has a really cool game called Ocarbot, which I had fun playing, at a certain wedding I was at recently.
It's a fun, simple strategy game. It actually gets pretty hard pretty quickly.
No, it's really fun. So
can we make a game called Happy Birds? or passive birds. Or passive birds.
And different birds.
Passive birds.
And
Brandon,
Pixel Hate,
they have enough money to actually sue you now.
Oh.
And Pixel Hate, as a awesome Chiptunes musician, made his own music. So this is Forest Zone from Ockerbot.
Ockerbot.
Enjoy. Bye, I'm Hex.
Bye, I'm Cap.
Brandon.
Brian.
John.
John.
Thank you, Mr. Burton, for listening to this week's episode of Nerdy Show. If you have questions or comments, please feel free to send them to info@nerdyshow.com. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, comics, videos, and more, go to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe, Mr. Burton, to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @NerdyShow or friend us on Facebook. Not brought upon this world to get it, Mr. Burton. If you enjoyed what you heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend. Or better yet, give us your money, Mr. Burton, by visiting the Nerdy Show and picking up a t-shirt or donate directly for cool nerdy perks, Mr. Burton. Perks, Mr. Burton. I will bring you to the Hall of the Upside Down Sinners where you'll be skinned alive!